Connecticut Senate Democratic leaders are still pushing for State Supreme Court Associate Justice Sandra McDonald to be elevated to Chief Justice of Connecticut. That's despite the fact that McDonald's nomination was defeated in the state Senate on Wednesday. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports.
Connecticut Senate Democratic President Martin Looney wants all 18 Republican senators and one Democrat who voted against McDonald to reconsider their vote.
In the 38 years that I have been in the General Assembly, he is, I believe, the most qualified nominee for the position of Chief Justice of the Connecticut Supreme Court. And that's why I think it's just so tragically ironic that he's the one that ran into the opposition that he did.
Senate Democratic leader Bob Duff says a do-over of the vote is necessary in order to preserve the integrity of the state's judiciary.
It goes against the grain of decade after decade after decade of tradition here in the state of Connecticut of confirming people who are the most qualified. And so that's what makes this so important to have a take two and say, all right, let's get this right.
Senate Republican President Len Fasano dismisses the calls. He says the state Senate already voted on the issue, and he's looking forward to learning who Governor Donald Malloy will nominate next. Ebong Odama, WSHU News.